Moved by love for the church in China, by sorrow for the trials it is undergoing, and by the desire to encourage Catholics in that vast nation, the Vatican's Commission on the Church in China has addressed a special message to believers. The message, published Thursday, tackles head-on the issue of the recent episcopal ordination in Chengde, Hebei Province, which took place November 20, 2010, without papal mandate, as well as the subsequent government-sponsored 8th National Assembly of Catholic Representatives in Beijing. Based on information and testimonies received firsthand from the mainland, the Commission notes the general climate of disorientation and anxiety about the future among believers in China. It speaks of the ordination in Chengde as a sad episode, which the Holy See, while having no reason to consider invalid, does regard as gravely illegitimate, since it was conferred without papal mandate, which also renders illegitimate the exercise of the ministry. The Vatican says it is also saddened because this ordination took place after a series of consensual ordinations, that is, with both papal mandate and Beijing's approval, and because the consecrating bishops were subject to various constrictions. These external pressures and constrictions, the Commission goes on to state, could mean that excommunication is not automatically incurred. However, it adds, there remains a grave wound perpetrated on the ecclesial body. Thus, every bishop involved is obliged to refer to the Holy See and find the means of explaining his position to the priests and faithful, renewing his profession of fidelity to the Supreme Pontiff to overcome the interior suffering of the body of Christ and repair the external scandal caused. With regard to the Assembly of Catholic Representatives, which took place December, the Commission refers back to Pope Benedict's 2007 letter to Catholics in China, where he describes the declared purposes of this organism as incompatible with Catholic doctrine. But for the Holy See, the choice of bishops for the many vacant dioceses is the most urgent necessity, and at the same time a source of deep concern. The Commission says it strongly hopes there will be no new wounds to ecclesial communion and repeats Pope Benedict's call for an accord to be reached with the government so as to resolve all outstanding questions on the choice of candidates for these dioceses and indeed also on the change in all ecclesiastical circumscriptions and provinces. The Commission concludes that it looks with trepidation and fear to the future. It knows that it is not entirely in the Vatican's hands and launches an appeal so that the problems do not grow and that the divisions are not deepened at the expense of harmony and peace. I'm Eimear McCarthy.